Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Join us as we unravel the key financial events shaping Australia today. In our lead story, one of the prime players in the financial advisory sector, AZ Sestante, is setting its sights on expansion. Part of AZ Next Generation Advisory, the firm is strengthening its ranks, appointing Antonio Valiente as its new head of business development. With a stellar track record, including successful stints at Fitzpatrick's Financial Group, ANZ, IPAC Securities, and Zurich, Valiente is touted as the catalyst that AZ Sestante needs to further bolster its status. According to Director Massimo Guiotti, their strategic objective lies in merging expertise from a potent local team and an expansive international network. Stay tuned as we closely follow this market evolution. The Australian superannuation segment is about to witness a paradigm shift. Persistent issues with the current superpayment schedules could be a thing of the past if reform measures are implemented. Currently, contributions are made quarterly, exposing workers to potential financial losses due to market volatility. And the numbers are stark. In just the year 2021-2022, an estimated $5.1 billion in potential savings was lost. The Super Members Council puts the accrued loss over the last decade to a whopping $41.6 billion. The government assures that legislation to amend this is in the pipeline, a move that could drastically enhance Australians' retirement savings. On the international scale, we have seen a decrease in insurance rates for the last quarter of 2025. Marsh's Commercial Price Monitor reveals an average decrease of about 4%, with the Asia-Pacific region experiencing an 8% drop, leading the chart. The UK and Asia follow with 5% and 3% reductions respectively. John Donnelly of Marth highlights this as a positive development for clients. However, he also points out that increased competition, particularly in financial and professional line segments, is contributing to this rate reduction trend. Now shifting focus back home, the financial markets are bracing for turbulence. On Monday, the announcement of a 25% U.S. tariff on steel and aluminum sent shockwaves through the market, with shares plummeting. It resulted in a $15 billion loss in the ASX at opening, before some recovery took effect. After the dust settled, the closing figures showed the ASX 200 down by 0.34%, while the All Ordinaries fell 0.37%. The ripple effects could potentially hurt the broader Australian market, especially if robust economies like China's feel the hit. In light of this, trading discussions between PM Anthony Albanese and President Donald Trump are underway, which we will be watching keenly. That's it for now. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the stories that matter in the world of finance, superannuation, and insurance. As always, for in-depth coverage and analysis on these top stories and more, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening.